over the past couple years now, I've always been thrilled that Republic Bank of Chicago has really taken the ball of financial literacy in April and Women's Small Business Month in October, teamed up with us here on this program to advocate for those two important things. They advocate for a lot more than that, but they really like to focus these 2 months on what they're doing to help folks. And Jack, Nick from Republic Bank, I'm glad we're continuing the tradition here in 2025. Thanks for coming back on.
Oh, John, thanks for having us. It's wonderful to be here with you again.
And why is that so important to Republic Bank of Chicago?
Well, you know what? When everybody does well, everyone does well, right? You know, it's so important to us to genuinely serve those in the community. And regardless of wealth, regardless of affluence, we want to see everybody do well and make the most of what they have so they can achieve their goals.
If I'm sitting here listening, I go, oh, Republic Bank of Chicago sounds nice, but they're a bank. How do they help me get from X, Y to Z? Maybe we aren't using our banks the way we should be. Maybe there's tools at your disposal that your customers have that people aren't aware of. Tell us a little bit about it.
For sure. Thanks. You know, it like so many other banks, right? You can go to any bank and you can get a checking account. You can get a savings account. But, you know, the thing that we like to bring to our clients, as well as some what we call thought leadership or just some genuine concern and advice about where they are and where they want to be and where they want to go. You know, the tools that we offer range from the simplest financial products and services, like I mentioned, checking and savings accounts, to a little bit more robust online and mobile banking solutions, to suites of financial calculators where someone can customize their own financial plans and their own budgets and things like that to really get a handle on where they stand or what they have, or maybe even shed some light on what they don't have. And sometimes identifying gaps like that with the tools that we can provide, sometimes those are worth their weight in gold to really understand. So you can address them. If you don't know they're there, you can't fix it.
Absolutely. And I think that you mentioned financial calculators. I love playing with them. But boy, Jack, I Google, I want a financial retirement calculator or something, the other thing. I enter a bunch of information, and then they're just trying to sell me something. I can't even use the darn thing. I'm so glad that you guys have the interface to be able to do that with your customers in a trusted source material, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I say no strings attached, no obligation. And you know what, in any bank that you're working with, they ought to provide those things to you with no obligation and no strings attached. If our clients do well, then we do well. And that's what matters at the end of the day.
For the rest of this month here on Wednesdays, we're going to chat with you and we'll rehash some of the stuff that Republic Bank of Chicago is offering. But I thought it would be fun, and you suggested we have a couple tangible financial literacy things that people can take away. Maybe terms they've heard of in the past, but were too afraid to ask what was that because they feel like they should have known already, or maybe something new to them entirely. And this week, I love you're starting with the 50-30-20. Because I got to raise my hand and say, I've heard that rule so many times. I know someone has told me what it was before, but I keep on forgetting, and I'm afraid to ask. So, Jack, Nick, what is the 50-30-20 rule?
It's a very simple structure in which you can budget for everything. It addresses your needs, your wants, and then your savings and or debt repayment. It's designed for you to allocate 50% of your after-tax income to the things that you need. And this applies whether you make $1,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $100,000 a month, right? 50% of whatever you make should go to your needs. And needs are things like housing, right? Your rent, your mortgage, utility bills, food, transportation. And then 30%, those go to your wants, like maybe some shopping. Maybe you want some new clothes. Maybe you want that Netflix subscription. Maybe, you know, when if you look at needs where you have food, well, maybe you want to eat out once in a while. Hmm. Well, the 30% of your income, that covers those wants. And then 20% you should save or pay down debt. Because as you pay down debt, then you're able to actually save more. And that while it stays fixed at 20%, it almost feels like it's growing as you use those funds in that category to pay down debt and then turn that into savings. And the most important thing, I believe, in this 50-30-20 breakout is truly identifying the difference between needs and wants, right?
Yep.
I need transportation to go to work. I want a Corvette.
Yeah.
But do I really need it? No, I'm driving a Kia right now.
Yeah, there
right?
you go.
So it's kind of being realistic with yourself, what you make, and then splitting it out, 50-30-20 for needs, wants, and savings.
I love the way that you prefaced it by saying it doesn't matter how much you make, this rule can apply because, boy, we hear it all the time. And, you know, I felt this way too. I make more than I used to 10 years ago. And I thought, oh, if I told myself 10 years ago, this is how much you'd make, I'd be easy living. I think a lot of people could react to that. I think we all need to relook at the 50-30-20 to make sure we're calibrated the right way before we just start complaining to the sky that we don't make enough money. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And I think we all fall victim to that.
Yeah. Oh, and also, just really quickly, 50-30-20, a rule, maybe more of a guideline. If you're someone that has maybe more credit card debt, maybe you flip the 30 and the 20, the wants and the savings. It's an adjustable thing, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to make it work for you, right? And to your point, there's absolutely nothing wrong with tweaking it because everyone's situation is different. Your goals may be a little bit more aggressive than mine or maybe your goals align with, you know what, paying off that debt is way more important to me. So absolutely, tweak it to fit, use it as a guideline, but once you kind of start to play by this guideline, hold yourself accountable, stick with it. Whether it's 50-30-20, 50-20-30, whatever direction you go, holding yourself accountable will end up being the most important piece of the puzzle.
I love that. This is a great start to the conversation, and I don't think I'm mistaken. I'm going to look at my calendar here really quickly, Jack, but I think we picked Wednesdays. Yes, because we get five of them this month in April.
Yes.
We get a bonus one, Jack, so I look forward to a couple more weeks of some real tangible takeaways for Financial Literacy Month, and we really appreciate all that you do at Republic Bank of Chicago. Bank Smart, Bank Republic, get connected today. Jack, talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, John. Take care.
Absolutely.